from an architect who's 103 to a filmmaker who's just 24. Shortly after Lena Dunham graduated from film school without a job, she moved back in with her family. Then she wrote and directed a film about a woman who graduates from film school without a job and moves back in with her family. And she cast herself in the leading role. The result is a comedy called Tiny Furniture. Bob Mondello says it does feel true to life.
Honey, I'm home.
Aura's triumphant return from college is not quite what she expected.
Family?
Downstairs.
Mom is photographing dollhouse furniture in her art studio, and younger sis is modeling shoes, and neither of them more than glances up from what she's doing.
Come say hi, sweetie. Come give me a kiss.
Hi.
We'll be done really soon. How about if we order dinner and I let you choose what you want?
How long are you going to be staying in our house?
Last I checked, it's my house, too. I have a whole bedroom.
You used to have a whole bedroom. It's my special space now.
I think you're being mean.
I think you're being oversensitive.
I just got off a plane from Ohio. I'm in a postgraduate delirium.
This is, of course, a not uncommon state for young graduates. No job prospects, no relationship, no place to call one's own. Still, it'd be nice to have a little support from somewhere. So Aura flirts with a couple of men who treat her like a doormat and reconnects with an old friend, mostly for reassurance that it's okay to feel as aimless as she's feeling. The friend, who's sort of a flake, is obliging.
No one's even financially independent until they're at least 25 or even 30. What do you think you'll do?
I have no idea what I'm qualified for.
I worked at this place around the corner called Clandestino. It's like sort of a dinner bistro kind of thing.
You were a waitress or?
No, I was a hostess. It's the easiest job ever. You just have to look nice and greet people and then old guys send you drinks.
I have no experience.
It's absolutely fine. On my resume, on the skills, I put has a landline.
As you can hear, filmmaker Lena Dunham has an ear for the pretensions of urban sophisticates, and she's pretty well captured how lost a person like Aura would feel when trying to live that sort of consciously self-conscious life without being very sure of herself. What's intriguing is that she's done it so close to home that she's actually in her home, in her mother's home, that is, with names changed, but Dunham playing basically herself, her mom playing her mom, her sister playing her sister, and a close friend playing her closest friend. The end result is that Tiny Furniture plays like situation comedy, but with an overlay of what theater folks call performance art. You keep thinking it must be autobiographical, except that the unambitious, increasingly sorry for herself, sad sack, who is so vividly getting her self-esteem tromped on by everyone who comes near her, would never be able to pull together a film. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR.